fear the Geneva Accord is dead and buried, essentially. Those were the words of the Ukrainian interim president. It's precisely because of towns like Slovyansk. Now, I'm in Donetsk, and Donetsk is officially the capital of the self-proclaimed People's Republic of Donetsk, the separatists' stronghold. Yet Slovyansk is the town, if anything, that appears more hardcore, sort of taken over by more of a siege mentality than even Donetsk. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe has monitors on the grounds in this region, and they are ostensibly here to help implement and ease the implementation of the Geneva Accords. However, they have said themselves that Slovyansk, where I spent the entire day yesterday, is essentially totally under the control of armed groups. And the siege mentality, you really can't understate it. Wherever you go, there is a sense that the regime in Kiev are full of fascists. It's a junta, essentially, that is out to get the East. The mayor of the town held a press conference yesterday. We've got Panamariov. He's, of course, pro-Russian, self-proclaimed mayor, not recognized by anyone really outside of his own town or region. And he basically sees American mercenaries everywhere, or says he sees their presence. He sees the Ukrainian army about to strike his town. Basically, everyone here says they want a referendum, not just greater autonomy that Kiev is holding out as a possibility. They want a federalized state, if not totally to break away from Ukraine and join Russia. They're not laying down their arms anytime soon. And anyone who questions their motives, or who questions their willingness to perhaps listen to other people, suddenly becomes an enemy to them. They do not want to hear any other version of the truth.